Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Let's update you on Jaden Daniels, and to do that, we've got audio from the head coach, Dan Quinn. So this is a little over a minute. I think it's a total of three questions, three answers from his press conference today. We'll react on the other side. But this is how DQ kicked off the presser today.
And what is the plan for Jaden today and then the rest of the week?
Sure. So Jaden had a good rehab session today. He also threw out on the field. He won't practice today. And then as we get into Friday, I'll give you an assessment of where we're at. After we go through practice on Friday.
How much are you finding that you're having to hold him back from doing too much at this point?
Yeah, we're going through that process. Like, that's him as a competitor. Like, but we also, you know, recognize the importance of the person, the player, what he means to the franchise. So we're also going to be smart, not just fast in this assessment. But this is a player that's absolutely wanting to do everything all the time. So it was a good start to the week for us, throwing the movements at the position. So I know we've talked a little bit about return to play, but there are position-specific skills that you do for each one. So he hit those today, which was a good start. And then, like I said, I'll give you the final update on Friday.
Do you need to see him back on the field with the rest of the team?
Yes.
Before you feel okay?
Yeah, I would. It's important, timing, reps, the movements. But it was a good first step to it, Nikki. But, we'd have to get some reps for sure.
John Keim, Nikki Javala asking questions of Dan Quinn today in his press conference in Ashburn. So, Cliff notes there, good rehab session. Did throw on the field today, which that was surprising.
Yeah, me too.
Interested to hear that. Put him out there, let him throw. Obviously, I'm sure he's throwing against air. As we get into Friday, an assessment on where we're at is going to be given. Did you take that as, like, that's when I'm going to tell you guys the likeliness of him playing, because that's when I have to? When they list probable, questionable, doubtful, whatever? Or did you take that as he's probably not practicing tomorrow and we'll see if he could go Friday?
That one. In other words, I'm not sure what he's required to do in terms of tomorrow. I mean, I know you have to list the things of who practiced and their current status,
right,
et cetera.
Just limited, full, that's basically it.
Or DNP, yeah. For whatever reason. So, but I think the next time he's required to let anyone know information or can face a question is Friday. So I think it's that.
They're holding him back. He acknowledged. He said, we got to be smart, not just fast, that he wants to do everything always, and we can't allow him to do everything as soon as he wants to. I found that encouraging, basically, to say he's important to us. He's the guy that matters the most around these parts, without being able to say that. And they're going to do everything they can to make sure he doesn't push it too much. But he did say it's a good start, and he acknowledged the throwing and the movement both being where they wanted it to be today, so that's good. Lastly, he said he needs to practice to play. That, to me, was the answer he gave that I didn't anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
He could have easily said, I don't want to get into that, or we've seen enough of him, or he gets a lot of these reps with the VR stuff. So, because even if it's not true, by saying he needs to practice to play, now we know if he doesn't practice by Friday extensively, he's not playing. You've kind of given us the answer to the quiz, so to speak, by saying he needs to practice to play. My guess is he's going to be listed limited on Friday, or eventually he'll be listed limited. Because for that limited distinction, quite literally all you have to do is just to be out there at some point.
Yep.
So like you could
individual drills, do nothing else.
You could do some indoor stuff and throw at those nets. He's now limited in practice. You could just do some dropbacks against air, not even at full speed, and you're listed as limited. So no matter what, I'd be shocked if he's listed as did not practice today, tomorrow, and Friday. Because now we know that means he's not playing based on what Dan Quinn said. I guess if you really want to read the tea leaves, he could also then mean that he could do the walkthrough Saturday, which they don't have to update anybody on what happens on Saturday. And maybe that means we saw him at practice. We saw enough of him that he could play. A la the rib injury against the Bears last year when I think everyone was pretty surprised that he came back and played so quickly. But I got to imagine he's talking more about what Jay Gruden told us. He's like, I need to see him sprint. I need to see him cut. I need to see him change direction. Everything that he might have to do in a game, I need to see him do on the practice field before I let him play.
Because that's what's different than last year. Again, they said, get your VR reps, get your walkthrough type stuff, but you're not facing anything. And Marcus Mariota is going to talk after practice. You don't have to. You know, you're resting. And this is a pain management thing. This is a can you physically do it thing, which is different than are you tough enough to do it. You know what I mean? And last year he proved, by the way, tough enough. That is not a question. That's something that should never be brought up. Broken rib, he played. I think it actually got worse at one point during that Pittsburgh game, but that's, you know, we're given so precious little information. I'm just using the eye test. So that was last year. He did the, hey, Jaden, are you tough enough? Please, that's past. Never bring that up again. No problem. That's in the rear view. This is not a toughness contest. This is a, can you physically do the things that will make me feel comfortable and at ease? Right? I mean, the same thresholds that Alex Smith had to go through, for example. Obviously not the same injury, not the same circumstance, but me, Danny Ruggie, couldn't handle it. My stomach was queasy every time he would drop back to pass or, you know, whatever, the defenders trying to hit him. But as a head coach, here's what would go through my mind. This player is so valuable. Can I trust that you'll be fine if normal circumstances happen where you're hit, where someone tackles you from behind, where somebody's chasing you down and you cut back to the middle of the field, etc.? Right now, me, I don't trust it. I don't have the info that they do, but I'm just saying, simply seeing based on what I saw this past weekend, I would not feel comfortable yet. That's the kind of caution that I need, and it sounds like they've got some of that.
Well, the worst argument that I hear for playing him is from people who say, well, just play him and tell him stay in the pocket and only throw. As if that's real. As if that's an option. As if, you know, he's not wired to immediately leave the pocket as soon as he feels trouble based on years and years of making unbelievable highlight reel plays and scoring his teams a lot of points and moving the chains over and over again. And all of the positivity that comes from leading the NFL in scramble yards with 600 last year. That's not a thing. Now, different conversation. Can he win from the pocket? Of course he can. He proved it. He can read. He can dissect. He can make throws. He can do all those things as a pocket passer. The superpower is still the running ability, but it's a muscle memory thing. If you tell me, well, let's just not have any designed runs for Jaden Daniels. Great. No problem. That's not the same as he's not going to run the football. Nobody in the league scrambles on passing plays more than this guy since the beginning of last year. There is no reality where you can put him out there and tell him, don't scramble.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I don't believe for one second, if you're saying you got to be in the pocket, we don't want you running around, don't risk it, that you can let him play. Because if he plays, he's going to be Jaden Daniels. And if he can't be Jaden Daniels, what is the point of asking him to play? I keep coming back to this. This is not a win to get into the playoffs, division on the line game. This is not a playoff game, you know, against Seattle or Green Bay or Detroit or any of the teams that they've played at home in the postseason. This is a home week 3 game against a Raiders team coming off of a gross loss on Monday Night Football, short rest with a bunch of injuries coming to your building when you haven't played since last Thursday. Act accordingly, please. Now, if he's 100%, and I always come back to this, of course, I'm not saying don't play him just because he suffered an injury against the Packers. I'm just saying if the injury is what I think a lot of us think it is, which is something that could linger for a week or two, why push it?
Yeah, the opponent part of it that you've hit on, I hear you, and it makes sense to me. I don't care if it's the Cowboys this weekend. You know what I mean? This, to me, is a great test for us all to understand something, right? We failed in 2012. Everybody failed. There are a few of us that are going, hey, would anybody have any caution for the hobbled player? He's cleared. He needs to be out there with his brothers. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. We somehow, through the grace of God, a decade plus later, have been given another opportunity to stand at the very same crossroads. And yet so many want to go down the, whatever the team says is fine. It's football players. It's not playing tiddlywinks, or it's not what you guys deal with in the office because you strained your hamstrings. You can't play pickup hoops. We understand that there's a difference. I'm asking you all to understand there's a difference with the franchise quarterback, who's the reason that we're not sitting here going, hey, did they miss on Ben Sinnott? Hey, did they not get Luke McCaffrey right? Why isn't Johnny Newton doing the thing that they predicted, as a guy that's wreaking havoc in the backfield as a second rounder last year? What's going on there? And have they missed on guys like Noah Brown? Why isn't the receiver position better? No one's having those conversations because they went to the NFC title game last year because of this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young man who I'm so grateful is here. Please take care of him. Please have that player have a constant, which is, I'd like to get on the field. I want to do everything I possibly can. That's good. That's what you should want. Now the adult in the room says, thank you, Jaden, for your enthusiasm. We're going to hold off for a week. And again, if he's fine, if he's actually good to go, let him go.
But people hear this and they're like, you're just holding him out for no reason. I think you'd acknowledge, just like I would, if you're watching a practice and you can't tell that anything happened to him,
then by all means.
In this hypothetical, no one's saying hold him out as an extreme precaution. What we're saying is, if he's hobbled, if he looks a little different, if he has a weird gait, if he's limping a little bit, if he is not completely healed and recovered and he's getting shot up with Toradol or whatever they're using these days and anti-inflammatories just to go play because he gives you a better chance than Marcus Mariota, that's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah, and the nobody is 100%. It's the NFL now cliche thing that everybody loves to spout off. This isn't a bruised tricep on his left arm. This isn't, oh, you know what he did? He hit his funny bone kind of hard, and it's annoying. Knee. It's a knee. There are a couple of these things in everybody's body. They're pretty critical, pretty important ones. That knee is one of those two or three right at the top of the list where you need it to be right. Please and thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.